Shanti. Hati, welcome everyone. We all know the importance of the emotional well-being in our life, either in our Lokic life or Alokic life. And today we will together go through a process of different personal as well as interactive activities to be with our hearts, listen to it, and take care of it. And this workshop called Healing the Spiritual Heart, and it will be conducted and facilitated by a humble and sweet soul, Sister Marianne from Holland. She is 34 years in Gyan and has around 30 years of experience in health care and self-care area. So enjoy it. Thank you, Marian, to be here with us.
Thank you, Happy. Yes, well, we are a very small group. And drama's accurate as always, so... And as you can see, it is not online. And so, if there is anyone who wants to share anything, please feel yourself free to share something. Yes, we come with Baba after 2,500 years. We have heard that also from Atam Prakash Bhai in his class a few days ago, the points of self-respect. And he shared what the reason is why we feel it takes somewhat long that we really do experience it. And all our seniors, as Sudesh Didi shared with us, as well, that Baba wants us to see Happy. He found us. But we come very tired. Tired from the copper age and the Iron Age. I don't think so, the Copper Age yet, because Baba says three-quarters of the cycle is happiness which we experience. Well, you read emotional well-being, and I wondered if I have emotions, if I feel well. The emotions... it's my experience, we have to get to understand why the emotions are felt with my heart. As Baba wants us to experience our most elevated conference age as it is. So we are going to experience the happiness, if possible now already, but slowly, slowly. Sometimes we can go fast, but then there is there can be felt something like a setback because of not understanding. And it is my experience as well that I had this in my Brahmin life a couple of times. And there it comes to faith. In the beginning of my Brahmin life, I thought, yeah, faith, faith. Of course I have faith in God. I recognized God, so of course I have faith. But when you experience troubles or problems from within me or from situations, I'm not satisfied with myself or with the situation, then it comes up to faith. If I don't know anymore what to do, then it comes up to faith. And to me it was like, come to a halt, but also be still. Just be still. And I have had a period of time in which I thought, I go to Murli and I listen to the classes of Jagdish Pai. Nothing more, nothing less. But stick to the Srimad. And because of difficulties, and for which I couldn't see any solution. And as I listened to the classes of Jagdish Bhaiji, I listened to them over and over again, the same class, and I had different intoxication of the same class. So I thought, I didn't hear this before, it is the same class. So I had to admit to myself that it is something within me that I need some more time to understand what Baba is telling me, to understand what Jagdish Pai is trying to tell us. And it is not with only once hearing a class or once hearing a Murli. That's why we have a strict schedule, that is Srimad from Baba. Sometimes it can be felt like strict, but you know, it's the protection for our old friends, Maya and Ravan. So, then I started with, this is what this meant, that I'm having faith. So the word faith got a meaning to me. It became a meaning to my heart. And it was to my wounded heart, isn't it? And it is not the faith of what we have learned through many births from Copper Age onwards. So my realization is that each one of us, and I did that in my way of seeing it, you need to have space for yourself, take time for yourself within Srimad to get to know about yourself. What does it mean to me? Some words. What does it mean that even when I feel weak, how do I feel? And then I realized, oh, this is like a process. Sometimes we can also mention under us, it's not a process. You're a point of light, you are love, peace, so it's not a process. You can that experience immediately. And of course, that is very much true. But in the process, you also need to deal with past sad experiences. For which, if I may give an example of myself, in my family, my parents were very lovingful, but they were also very frustrated. And for which there were activities which was not very nice for the children. You know, like shouting, beating. And one child can be very fun, oh, I will fight against it. Another one, as I was, shut your mouth, don't do anything, It's all fine. Well, nothing was fine. So how I got over this, you can say, traumatic experiences, was that I had to admit that some behavior of myself was not correct, or was not, for me, not to understand. You know, when I felt ignored, when I had feelings like, oh, I don't know that, I can't do that, let anybody else do that. While I was feeling, why not? So there was something in between which I couldn't cope with yet. And through that acknowledgement, Baba showed me what I could do, what I could add within my life. So take some free time, to check on myself and to ask myself questions. Why do I feel ignored? Yeah, but it is so. It was truly like that in the action. I was ignored. So, but why is it that I took that sorrow? Baba is telling us, don't take and don't give any sorrow. So I took it. And then I thought this over with Baba together. I would say, do this never alone. Do this with Baba together. In your notebook with a mooly point or whatever. What is Baba saying about this? So I had to admit, I feel neglected. And then see in the drishti of Baba, what is this, Baba, that I feel neglected? I don't want to feel neglected. I'm not neglected, but I feel it. And then Baba showed me in the drishti. Not that he showed me, oh, this is from your past, but I, the soul, felt that, hey, this is from my past story. And I couldn't face it yet. And now it was the time to face it. And also one very important thing in this is that in that period of time, I could go to the meaning of mercy for myself and for the sweet souls, my parents, in the behavior. From one side they were lovingful, but from the other side there was frustration. And also we know the accounts, not to feel guilty about it or whatever, but we all have the good and the bad. So, but this was not meant as a class. So, what I want to suggest to you is perhaps we are with a very small group, perhaps with two together, with how many we are here, to share with each other what your experience is or what you want to share with the other person, how you feel about obstacles, or how you dealt with an obstacle, or perhaps you want to share a problem. Or it might also be, we are a very small group, that you come up forward and share with one group. Yeah, that would be nice, perhaps. It, everybody feels safe and sound? You know, once I did, there was a nurse conference many years ago here in Madhuban, and I was invited, and the hall was full, like 1,000 or so. But the first rows were empty, 1, 2 rows. And Baba touched me, I think, because I needed to do a longer talk because somebody else was not coming. Didn't show up. And I started with, "Oh, we're all nurses. And see, we are somewhat afraid to come in front." So, how would a patient feel like if you come to the hospital and the nurse is the one often who is receiving the patient, and then all of a sudden they came all forward and we are colleagues, I shared then. So there is always something, some hesitation, some with me as well, with every soul, because also of our experiences of the past. And my experience as on top of it is, in the first place, acknowledge whatever you had gone through. Acknowledge. Don't make it like a big smile method. Or so, oh, it was nothing. But it was. Something negative is a negative situation. But how to deal with it, that is something different. So what do you think? Share a little bit, come forward. Or if you really, it is not a must, you don't need to share anything, but if you want to say anything, it would be nice. It would be very nice, yeah. I also give this course, there is a course dealing with obstacles which I give, in 4 sessions, and you know what happens there, that, well, Baba, I'm not doing anything here, because they share with each other, the answers are coming, so your own answer is coming up, because we have the answers. It's the other side of the coin. We have the pure sanskaras and we have the impure side. Every soul has. Whatever time of period you come in the cycle. The question is, if you want to share anything about this, then if you want to come forward, it would be nice. Yeah, and then after that, I will start to do a little workshop for your own. Yeah, please do come forward. Can this mic be used? Or you can come up here. Yes, please do.
Om Shanti. Yeah. Om Shanti. So I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I also was in, I've been 14 years in mental health, in my Lockheed life, and I worked with carers. So one of the tools that we did apply in that Lockheed work was solution-focused therapy. So basically, we looked at solutions for those carers, and that was around their, for example, health, wealth, spirituality, various, there was about 7 or 8 areas that we used to focus on. And we looked at their baseline position. So we used, I'm assuming that some of people may be aware of spidograms. So it's like a chart where you score your baseline position is, for example, 4 in one area, and it might be 7 in another area, in wealth or in health it might be 3, as an example. And then we'd work with them in terms of how they can shift from their baseline position of 4 to even 5 or 6. And we'll set targets and goals as to what they could do to shift forward. And generally we'd have 6 sessions. So day 1 we do the spidergram, and then day 6 or 6 sessions later we do the final spidergram. And it was a visual thing. And what I found was that they appreciated that, because they could see their position on day 1 to day 6. And obviously they did work in between, and we met in between, and so on. So that was nice for them. Here in this Brahmin life now, again, Baba says, Maya attracts us. Maya's going to come after us. So when I hit a situation or a problem, or I'm just focusing on solutions. Focus on solutions. And as what you said earlier, sometimes I forget. I'm new. I'm 4 years old. But now I'm trying to remember to take my situations and problems to Baba. Mm-hmm. And do it with him during meditation. Because I'm finding now that I'm getting answers. So I had a problem just before coming here. And I said to Baba, there's no way I can do this. I just can't meet it. And the answers came in during meditation, one after the other. Okay. And sometimes I'll take my phone with me. Because you know, when you're sitting with Baba during meditation, you forget 2 minutes later or even seconds later. So I quickly jot down things in my phone, then I've got it, just like bullet points. And then I recall it and then do my bigger notes after as to what I need to do. So that's some of my practices that I look at and do. And hopefully that will continue and become stronger and much more firm. Om Shanti to everybody. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you for what you shared. And at the moments of need, to be soul conscious in that particular situation or more situations. Even I have worked also with crisis situations. And afterwards, I couldn't check. Oh, Baba, I was with you, but was I really so conscious? I don't know anymore. There is also a lesson of being the observer. Eh? But then I said to Baba, yeah, Baba, one at a time. Now I shared with Anneke, yes, sometimes I have curled toes. You know, like it is a spannend. What is spannend in English?
A little bit exciting.
Yeah, you know, a little bit exciting. But if I'm so conscious, I'm not exciting, no, isn't it? Then I'm just the soul. But then I'm here, the soul, and here I'm a little bit excited. Eh? So, like, forgetting, remember. Yeah. Someone else wants to share something or ask something? Otherwise, we will go further to the to a little workshop, a little question and answer. You give your own answer. It is given in two questions. One is, Baba often says, you know, check yourself. And each one of us can remember to myself, how do I check myself? What is checking myself? Do I know what to check? So, for the first question is, to write down what is your, perhaps a little burden, perhaps a problem, perhaps something which you can't get rid of it, or a problem with someone. And if you don't have paper, Happy has got paper. And it is good if you have a clean paper, a blank paper in your notebook, because we can take some time for this. Perhaps the brother can do some self-music. So the question is to check yourself and see whether there is any trace of one of the vices, one little burden, one problem, a problem with someone, a problem in a situation, something you don't know what to do, hesitations, whatever comes up. Don't think too much, but whatever comes up, write it down. And we can do that in silence for some 5 minutes, perhaps. And I want to invite you to read again when you have finished what you have written down. Just read it again for yourself. Take time for yourself. Because this, what you have written down, is what the soul wants to transform. Is what the soul wants to understand, so that it can be transformed. Transforming. An impure sanskar or a behavior, what belongs to Iron Age behavior, is not going to leave with force. It's going to leave by acknowledgement. Even by understanding, embracing, and thanking. Because it was used or felt in a period of time when the soul didn't know anything else. But now, I, the soul, am with Baba. And Baba gave me so many treasures and a knowledge. So in the next few moments, I would like to invite you to remember Baba while you have checked this and see in the drishti of Baba what he finds, what he is seeing in you, the opposite of what you have written. Or perhaps Baba shows you a solution in his drishti to you. So don't do nothing. Don't do anything. Then nothing. Just observe what Baba is showing you. While you remember Baba and you surrender this, what you have written down, to him. Surrender like Baba, this is what disturbs me. What do you say about it? What is your answer in the drishti to me? Don't think too much. Don't analyze anymore. Just look in the drishti of Baba. I give this particular situation. I show it to Baba. Honestly and free. I share. And Baba is looking at me. While he has received it already. What is he telling me? While he knows and feels that I want to take care for my heart, while he feels that I want to heal my spiritual heart. whatever you see in His drishti to me, whatever you see in the drishti to you, write it down. Just go with the flow. Open your heart. Open your feelings. Share feelings. Or your emotion with Baba. Embrace and acknowledge your heart, the feelings from your heart. With lots of love. With encouragement for the self. loving full acceptance. Whatever Baba is telling you in the drishti, write it down. Have a symbol for it if you want to. Say thank you to Baba for his answer. Thank you from the heart. You have given me opportunity to deal with this situation. Whatever you see, the connection, that is what you need time for, to really be determined to see or to recognize the process, because you can recognize, okay, you see what matches, but don't leave it to that only. Because what my experience is, that on a very regular basis, you can check on the matches again, what Baba tells you in this particular situation or burden or whatever it is, and the soul, you yourself gives an answer, and the answer comes from the subconscious. The subconscious knows what's the answer. But it is our aim to give time to the answer, so that the answer can come up from the subconscious to a conscious level, so that it can live, it can grow. You have planted a seed now together with Baba to get rid of something what you don't like. And you are the only one who can do that. And I find it so fortunate to, you know, while listening to the classes of our very seniors, Brother Atam Bhakka, Surya Bhai, the beautiful class, Sudesh Didi, together with what you have the intoxication of your own process, if you recognize that more than the classes of our very seniors, have more importance. It is felt from your heart more and more. Is there anyone who wants to share something about what you have written down, or not that you not in detail, but perhaps anything what you would like to share, or shall we go to the next little exercise? Yes, you want to share something? Yeah, come in front.
Om Shanti. So I have written my own experience on it, so I would like to share it. So Bab Dada is telling me, telling me that focus to him and always wait for his Srimad. And my personality is always like to high jump and expect for the, in a short period, expect the result. So now he's telling me, don't get hurry, and Baba will always guide with me. My personality was, I always wanted to get busy with anything, like doing whatever, so not to waste time. Now it's time to be the Bab Dada's instrument, so I'm ready to become his instrument. No plans as I don't want to make a plans with I will make a plans with according his Srimad, and not to use my own intellect, with his guidance. And so share a happiness and peace to the world by radiating a vibration or different ways of service. So some steps I have written: go step by step, do not high jump, don't mix your own intellect, and he will be always guiding me. Thank you. This.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sister. Beautiful. So good realization, eh? That you have high jumps and high jumps, eh? And there is also a process. Eh? Definitely in our spiritual growth. And it's very good to realize that the intellect is, do I use what you said, my own intellect? Or do I listen to what Baba tells me? That is exactly this exercise, that Baba shows you what is best for you to do. And then the mind becomes restful from restlessness. The mind goes to rest. Like, okay, child, but slow down. You see me, you can do this, you can do that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Somebody else? But it's good that you see the connections. What Baba says, what Baba gives an advice or an atmosphere in the drishti. That is also something. In one time when it was a very hard situation for me, You know, it was like Baba saying to me in a drishti, you can do now what you have learned from me. And it's in such a, as Baba is, of course, so detached, so loveful observer, you can do now what you have learned from me. So then I had to realize, oh yes, so many years in Gyan, and now can I face this situation or not? And Baba showed me, you can do this, you can, you can. But indeed, not with my own intellect. You know, you have to give space for Baba. Yeah. Okay, then, yeah, you want to share? Please come forward.
You asked a symbol, yeah. And then I thought, because of what I've written, oh no, not a heart, not just a heart, Baba. So I saw a triangle, I think a triangle, and then it reminded me of a little triangle once, I think it's from a lesson of Mike George, where in the triangle, it's very small, but it's easier to explain when I show it, although it's very small. It starts here on the left side, the bottom, and there it said to be at peace, because you said your mind will get...
Become to peace, come to rest.
Come to rest, yes. So to be at peace with myself about the situation means I accept it totally where I am at this moment, not for always, but this moment. And then on top, it's love, it's Baba, actually. And the flow will be, I have love for Baba, but also Baba's love for me, I can feel again, because I'm at rest, I'm at peace with myself. And then automatically, then there is in the situation and with persons, joy, or happiness, that's the bottom, right? And then as soon as I lose this, the joy, the happiness, you start all over again with, I'm at peace with that. And then you feel the love again. And you feel love for Baba. Both. It's a...
Nice.
I had forgotten it, but because of the symbol. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yes, because yeah, sometimes we can... remember more quickly if you have a symbol in our mind. Eh? Yeah, to recognize it. And it goes hand in hand, eh? Also. So it can flow. Yeah, and get to give the attention to the matching. Please do sometimes this homework with any point of your intoxication of the Murli, and you would be amazed how, if you consciously put your efforts in this, then you will be amazed how you will hear points from the Murli which can help you. Yes, and if you do, you overcome more and more. It is like, that is what I did, Baba. That is what I did. I did it now. I did it. I could do it. And that is what I think is the success in which you have this love for yourself with Baba, and for which you can be humble for, and okay, this is it. How lovely this feels for the wounded heart. So you heal your spiritual heart. Yes? Yeah, please. Okay. Anything.
Om Shanti again. So you asked two questions. How do I check myself? And what does checking myself involve? So I've answered those two questions. So often I evaluate myself after an interaction has taken place. But what I find is that that's hit and miss. Sometimes you evaluate, sometimes you don't, sometimes you forget. So there's no regularity in that. The place that I would like to be at, and I hoping to get to that place I'm working on, is analysing myself on an hourly basis, and maybe connecting that with that time where, you know, we on an hourly basis we go into silence with Baba. So that might be an opportunity then to analyse my interactions on an hourly basis as to what I did the hour before. How well was it? How good was it? Did I do anything that I would like to change? So that's the ideal me. So I'm working towards that. But also, the other question is, what does checking myself involve? It's obviously about checking your interactions with the other person, your thoughts, your feelings, your connections with Baba, but also what teachings you've had. So these are what I'm hoping that I can move into and towards, and it can be formed part of my practice on a daily basis. I'm going in that direction. And the symbol that I put for that is a clock, an hourly clock. Om Shanti to everybody. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Yes, so important to see what kind of sustenance you need and to give time for that. And then also thereafter, what feeling does it give me? Because the feeling comes in your heart. Yeah? Words can also come in your heart, I think, but the feeling makes it like a flowing, like a truth, like experiencing. Words are not experiencing yet. Eh? The words must get a meaning. And the meaning you feel in your heart, and in your heart it can flow. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Now, next little session is that I want to invite you to sit 2 to 2, and we will meditate again, and we give drishti to each other for 1-2 minutes or so. And you don't need to talk, you don't need to say anything. Just see the soul and have another paper, a blank paper, because you are going to give that paper to that soul. So a blank paper, we give each other drishti in Baba's remembrance. And the virtue which you see, whatever you see, the virtue or the power or some sweet knowledge, whatever you see in that soul, a speciality, that you write down, and after that you can give it with a loving full drishti to the other soul. And then, if that's done, the other, oh yeah, that's goes immediately, of course. You do that both, of course, at the same time. Yeah, you can make pairs or sit next to each other. Find someone. Want to? Are we uneven? Okay, brother, you. 1, 2, 1, 2, 2. Yes. Good. And Baba says that each soul has a speciality. Virtue, a particular virtue, whatever the soul in front of you shows you. In this loving full drishti, in the light of Baba's light, take time for the other soul in remembrance of Baba. And write down in a symbol, in words, in a drawing, whatever you like, what have you seen for virtue, power, speciality? then if you have written it down in the flow of that speciality which you have seen in the other, make the exchange to each other. And just read it for yourself. This is how I am seen, how another soul sees me. These qualities of virtues I, the soul, have within me. And it is these qualities, specialities and virtues, what you can use to overcome. So also give importance to this, what the other souls had seen in you, because he or she is not the only one. Each soul sees this in you. Perhaps not always in a role, but the soul never lies. It comes from within. And the more I use it, so the qualities and specialities from within, the more I feel it, the more I use, I have some experience from within, and I can come anew to the outside, to the situation, or to a burden, what I feel. And I can give these specialities of me. So these are your own answers, isn't it? The own answers from the subconsciousness. So now we have three things. What you have written for that weakness, what Baba showed you in the drishti, what another soul sees in you. Was it three or two? Sorry. Three, yeah? Yes. See for 2-3 minutes what you have written down altogether. Because what Baba showed you, what you can do to transform, so your process starts in that, and what you had given from the other one, you add that, yeah, so it's your family member who adds the speciality together with what Baba showed you, well, then your mind comes to rest. Because these two, with these two, what Baba showed you and what the other soul showed you, you can overcome with any point of the mudli, every day, every day. And I call it like, you can't say passive transformation or so, because transformation is active, isn't it? But we don't know often what is in the subconscious. So this is more or less, you know, with a workshop, you put more efforts in, I want to deal with this. I want to see what shows Baba to me in this particular situation. So that It is not like from, oh, okay, this problem, it can, perhaps next week I hear something, or within 2 months. But nothing comes by itself. I need to put some effort in it. And you know, if I think I can't, that is the proof that I can. Because if I really can't, I wouldn't have the thought that I can't. That's a little bit philosophy, I think, but anyway. Someone wants to share? It's 5 minutes to 12, I see. But no hurry, no worry. So this is your own personal conversation with Baba, eh? Guided in this workshop form. Doesn't work? No? Yes?
Om Shanti. Sister, so your question is, first of all, exploring the weakness, right? And then second would be the virtue, which is given,
yes,
by our
partner. What Baba showed
Baba.
You, yeah, yes. What,
yes,
you shared, eh? What,
yes,
you shared.
Yeah, I do have another kind of weakness, a, okay, very subtle weakness. I would like to explore, share it. Like, sometimes I go very extreme happiness, but in the situation I'm stable, but my happiness is too high. That's a kind of very subtle problem. But when the situation comes, I'm very okay. I'm very okay with the situation. And sometimes I do have a lacking of tolerance in a subtle way, very... Nobody could see that, so I only can observe that subtleness when I'm staying with Baba. So, from Vaidh, given me a drishti, so he gave me I'm a peaceful soul and sweet soul. Thank you, Vaidh, for looking my virtue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's important to, of it's important, it is important not to go too high and too deep, yeah? It's like a constant flowing, growing, not too high, not too deep, because the mind is already, must come to a rest, yeah? And if it goes up and down, then it wants to come, the mind wants to come to a hold. Yeah. Someone else? Somebody else wants to share? Yeah?
Om Chandi. But I English no very well. So, today morning, Amitavella, and Shantibhavan, this topic I don't know, heart to heart. But Baba, I do Amadevela, sit, all the heart coming there in front. Vision, morning. Then I all the way now, 10:30, come in the bus, coming the, this, join the program. Thank you, Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Yeah, wow. So, wow, Baba, wow experience, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Baba. Thank you all. Thank you, family.